And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in the United States and a major cause of disability. The most common heart disease in the U.S. is coronary heart disease, which often appears as a heart attack. With me today is Dr. Mary Dorman, a cardiologist and medical director of University of Missouri Healthcare's Cardiovascular Medicine Clinic and the health system's Fit for Life Cardiac Rehabilitation Service. Dr. Dorman, what would be the easiest way of describing what a heart attack is?
Well, I think to explain what a heart attack is, you really need to understand what the heart's purpose is, what it does minute by minute. And that is that the heart acts as a pump, and by pumping the oxygen-rich blood to every part of your body, it is supplying your body's needs of oxygen and nutrition. When a heart attack occurs, arteries that supply the nutrition to the heart muscle itself get blocked by a clot. And so the delivery of the oxygen and the nutrition to the heart muscle suddenly stops. And so that heart muscle actually starts to die. And everything that happens from that point on puts a person's life at risk, both acutely in terms of a sudden change in the electricity of the heart that might make the heart even stop or fibrillate, or ultimately kill so much heart muscle that the person's left with an ineffective pump, and then they are left with heart failure as a long-term sequela of the heart attack.
So the heart attack essentially is where the heart muscle is no longer receiving that oxygen-rich blood. It's the artery supplying that blood has been blocked.
That's correct. And the effectiveness of the heart as a pump is dependent on its getting adequate oxygen and nourishment from the arteries that feed the heart muscle. So heart attack really is death of heart muscle.
There are several risk factors for coronary heart disease. Some are uncontrollable. We're talking about genetics, age, but there are some that are controllable. And I imagine smoking's at the top of that list.
Absolutely. Smoking is the one thing that I really wish no person ever did. And once a person has coronary disease, that is probably the most important thing a person needs to do once they know they have a problem is to quit smoking. So I'm an advocate, one, of never starting, and secondly, counseling people to quit, and especially those that have had some type of heart problem.
We all hear it's bad. It's bad for you to do that. And in the case of someone with heart disease or even as a risk factor for heart disease, why is it bad?
Well, there are some direct effects of nicotine itself. Nicotine will elevate heart rate, elevate blood pressure. In terms of the blood supply to the heart muscle, the flow of blood through those coronary arteries actually diminishes during the act of smoking. So if a person's had, for instance, a bypass operation or has had some intervention on the coronary, like a stent procedure, and the goal is to keep the arteries open, continuing to smoke actually decreases blood flow through those arteries and then makes them more prone to closing up over time, not just from the poor flow, but from aggravating the atherosclerosis, which is the plaque buildup from the other risk factors, cholesterol, high blood pressure, the things that damage arteries. So it's almost permissive to allow the effects of the other risk factors to be more severe.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing heart disease awareness and prevention. Dr. Dorman, earlier you had mentioned that there are short-term benefits to quitting smoking as well as long-term, and obviously the long-term is that, you know, you don't develop heart disease. But the short-term, what are some of those benefits?
Within 20 minutes of quitting smoking, the blood pressure decreases, the heart rate decreases, person's temperature in their hands and feet increase, and literally within 24 hours, the risk of heart attack decreases, all kinds of benefits accrue. And the longer, as you've mentioned, the person has quit smoking, the more benefit. So that at 15 years of having quit smoking, a person's risk of heart disease from the smoking is back to normal.
That of a non-smoker.
That of a non-smoker of the same age.
You mentioned some of the other risk factors for heart disease.
Well, there's certainly a family genetic predisposition towards high cholesterol. But obviously our Western diet that is high in saturated fats and high caloric, and with the epidemic of obesity, there clearly is a dietary influence on cholesterol, all the more so in people who have a genetic predisposition. I think the most important thing about cholesterol is to know your numbers. And when a person has reached the age when they're being screened for risk for coronary disease, which generally is men over 40 and women over 50, checking a fasting lipid profile, which includes cholesterol and the various forms of cholesterol, the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol. At that point, a person should know their numbers, discuss their numbers with their doctor, and set some goals. What do they need to change either in their diet or in their lifestyle in terms of exercise, and perhaps even start medication that will lower the cholesterol to a goal that we think is acceptable.
And weight really isn't a good indicator of whether you have high cholesterol or not, correct?
That is correct. Weight itself is more predictor of another body fat called triglycerides, which is very important. And it is very weight sensitive, so even modest weight reduction can lower triglycerides. Triglycerides as an elevation may actually be more a marker of risk for developing diabetes, which is definitely a high risk situation for developing coronary disease.
So yet another risk factor that you would need to make sure you've got under control, as well as for the diabetes itself.
Correct. And the final risk factor, which we haven't mentioned, is high blood pressure. So those are really the big four: high smoking, high cholesterol, diabetes, and hypertension.
Well, I know you have more information on the website, the MU Healthcare website, which is at www.muhealth.org. That's my time for now. I'd like to thank you, Dr. Dorman, for being my guest. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.